أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون به علما. وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم وقد خاب من حمل ظلما. ومن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا يخاف ظلما ولا هضما. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 110 to 112 of Surah Taha, the discussion. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was speaking about various aspects with regards to Qiyamah. The last was Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the sur that will be blown into, and then man will follow, and there will be no one that will deviate, but everyone will assemble on the plains of the Hashar, on the plains of resurrection, and we will hear nothing but Hamsa. In other words, can we think about trillions of people walking all barefooted, and only the sound of barefooted people, that footsteps will be heard, man will be absolutely silent, absolutely quiet. Allah says, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows whatever lies ahead of man and whatever is behind. What lies ahead now, obviously, is the decisions that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to make regarding, we shouldn't say mankind, but regarding us ourselves. And we can only hope the fadl of Allah, that Allah makes the decision of Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. All of that is in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You and I, we do not know what knowledge, we do not know what condition we will leave this world. Allah make us leave this world with iman. What will be our condition in the future in this world? What will be our condition in the qabr? What will be our condition on hashar? What decision Allah Ta'ala will make? All of that is in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. And what is behind insan, what was our life, what we had obeyed Allah Ta'ala in, what ikhlas and what sincerity we had, how we disobeyed Allah, all of that is in the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. And man will never encompass, man will never be able to comprehend the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's knowledge is so vast that we cannot even put any kind of relationship to the knowledge of Allah. It is infinity upon infinite. Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. Whatever a human may be in this world, every face will be humbled in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There will be no one that will have any reason to boast. There will be no one to have any reason to have any pride tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Every face will be lowered. Every face will be humbled in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is Al-Hayy, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is ever-living, Al-Qayyum, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is eternal, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is independent, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is the sustainer. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَلَ ظُلْمًا. And that person who carries the load of zulm, the load of oppression, the highest form of oppression is kufr and shirk of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then we get the oppressions that men commit against each other. Each one of those people that carry the zulm, وَقَدْ خَابَ, they have failed. In other words, that failure will be, as we would say, written on the wall. There wouldn't be even any reason for any judgment. But because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is just, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will take them through the process of judgment. And of course, Allah Ta'ala will establish the proof. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will establish the books of records. And Allah Ta'ala will establish the mizan. But Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Whoever practices righteously, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, in the state of iman, and this is the condition that every deed will be acceptable tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا. They will not have any fear of any oppression from Allah. There will be never any transgression from Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلَا هَضْمًا. And there will be no fear of any loss or any shortage. In other words, Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant for the believers who carried out the deeds, not equivalent to the deeds, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will multiply. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu.